Senate Bill 116, repeal the statutes concerning the imposition of the inheritance tax. This one, we were in the exact same status as we were on the previous bill. So are there any comments on Senate Bill 116? If not, do we have a motion on Senate Bill 116?
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Bogue.
Thanks, Mr. Chairman. I would move that we defer Senate Bill 116 to the 41st legislative day.
We have a motion to defer Senate Bill 116 to the 41st day. Is there a second? Seconded by Diedrich. Is there any discussion on the motion?
Well, I guess the main question I would have is, why defer to the 41st day? Senator Bogue, do you have any comments on that?
Do you choose to respond, Senator Bogue?
Yeah, certainly, Mr. Chairman. Well, thank you for your question, Senator Staggers. I believe that it's clear by the constitutional revision by the people that the tax is not going to be imposed after the end of June of this year. The question is leaving things in place to answer questions that arise during the administrative process and everything else that comes as a result of estates and the inheritance tax that is imposed through the process. Now, I realize that your bill does not change the administrative parts of the code, but I don't think it's going to hurt us for questions of clarity to leave things in place until at least a year have gone past the time that the voters have said that we can no longer collect this tax. We can't collect it, but deleting it at this point, I think, may raise some confusion, and it certainly isn't necessary because, as the constitutional revision has made clear, we can't collect it anyway. So if there is any reason for pulling it off, I'm not aware of it except for clarity on your sense, but the clarity is answered by the Constitution. So I would throw the question back to the chair, of course, Mr. Chairman, that Senator Staggers, why is there such a burning need, given that the Constitution says we can't, to say that the code no longer says we can't?
Well, I guess I would say the burning reasons is because on July 1st, we're going to have the constitutional amendment going into effect, which in effect does make this code irrelevant. And so I think it's quite appropriate at the same time to have the code disappear. There's no reason to keep it around. The Department of Revenue did not give us any testimony as to why it really should stay around at all. But if I could ask one more question in return.
Yes, you may.
Would you be supportive of an amendment saying this would go into effect July 1st, 2002?
Senator Bogue.
Mr. Chair, I would be more supportive at that point, but I also know that for my own personal practice experience that it's not uncommon for an estate to last at least a single year, and in certain cases, in one that I handled, we didn't even find the heirs for 18 months after the decedent passed away. I think we can handle that question when the time comes. I made the motion based on the fact that I don't see, you say there's no reason to leave it in effect. I think I gave you a reason that there's at least an arguable need to have it there, and I made the motion, Senator Staggers, and frankly, I'm not anxious to answer any more questions at this point.
Okay. I thought you said that, it would be good maybe to take a look at this next year, and so that's the reason I was thinking of the amendment to do that. If we get rid of this code right now, doesn't mean it goes into Never Never Land, because if there are problems, we can always take a look at, what the code was. I don't see any problem in getting rid of the code right now.
Senator DeHewitt.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd make a substitute motion.
And what is the substitute motion?
Page 2 of the printed bill, line 3. I don't have it written out. It would be section 3. The provisions of this act shall become effective on July 1, 2002.
Let's make sure we get that right. You're talking about section 3, adding a section 3, and the provisions would take effect.
Yeah, the provisions of this act shall become effective July 1, 2002.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion by DeHuick, seconded by Staggers. On the motion to amend, is there any discussion?
I hope it's been adequately discussed, so I don't want to belabor the point. It just says that if we pass this repeal, that the repeal will become effective on the books on 2002, July 1. It's a delayed effective date, essentially. I'd be happy to answer any questions, if there are any.
Are there any questions on the amendment or comments on the amendment? If not, all those in favor of the DeHuick motion to amend Senate Bill 116, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Senate Bill 116 is now amended. We are still closed to committee action, or committee discussion and action. Do we have a motion?
Mr. Chairman.
Senator DeHuick.
I move it do pass.
We have a motion do pass on Senate Bill 116. Is there a second? Seconded by Staggers. Any discussion on that motion? Seeing none, Secretary will call the roll on a do pass motion, Senate Bill 116. All those in favor say aye, opposed say nay. Do pass as amended, pardon me.
Senator DeHuick?
Aye.
Diedrich?
No.
Ketzel? McCracken?
No.
McIntyre?
Aye.
Moore?
Aye.
Staggers?
Aye.
Moog?
No.
Angie?
No.
There are 4 yeas, 4 nays.
Okay. Motion failed. Senator Diedrich.
I would move to table.
Okay, we have a motion to table Senate Bill 116 and a second. Motion by Diedrich, second by Boeg. Secretary will call the roll. All those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay.
Senator DeHuick.
Well, I remain open to suggestions. Yes, Senator Moore.
I move do not pass. We set it down, do not pass without recommendation.
I believe the motion is in order, I believe, the do not pass motion. We have a motion do not pass by Senator Moore. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Diedrich.
Mr. Chair, I've got a question.
Senator Staggers.
On Senator Moore's motion to do not pass, am I correct in saying we would send it down do not pass? Is that it? Or?
Yes, I believe that is correct. A motion do not pass.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. That is how that would work. So if we're clear, the motion is a do not pass. Senate Bill 116 as amended. And we do have a second. Is there any further discussion on that? If not, the Secretary will call the roll. All those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay.
Senator DeHuick?
No.
Diedrich?
Aye.
McCracken?
Aye.
McIntyre?
No.
Moore?
Aye.
Staggers?
No.
Boeg?
No.
Angie?
Aye.
48, 48.
I believe I just heard a couple of people paged for a phone call. Well. Unless someone else has a creative way, I think we'll...
Mr. Chairman?
Yes?
You know, I
could make another motion, but I think it's going to have the same net result. We could look at without recommendation. I mean, for discussion, I'm not going to make the motion.
We're actually just testing Ryan out here is what we're really doing.
I mean, practice.
For the purpose of discussion, I will make the motion if you send it down without recommendation.
Okay, we do have a motion by Senator McIntyre technically that would be called the motion to send the bill out of committee without recommendation. Is there a second? No second? Seconded by Moore. Is there any discussion on that motion? If not, we will do this one more time. How many sheets did you bring? We do have the motion is to send it out of committee without recommendation, the amended Bill 116, Senate Bill 116. Secretary will call the roll. All those in favor say aye. Opposed, say nay.
Senators DeHuick?
No.
Diedrich?
No.
Ketzel? McCracken?
Yes.
McIntyre?
Yes.
Moore?
Yeah.
Staggers?
No.
Bogue?
Aye.
Angie?
Aye.
5 yeas, 4 nays. 5 yeas, 3 nays.
So, finally, at some point, by a vote of 5-3, the motion to send to the floor without recommendation, amended Senate Bill 116, passed. The next bill that we have up at the request of the sponsor, it will be deferred. That was Senate Bill 138. Next up, we do have Senate Bill 140. We had discussion on this bill earlier, and it also was amended, I believe. Yes, it was. So, is there any discussion on Senate Bill 140? And I do notice a couple of names there. Senator Diedrich, do you have any further comments or anything to add on Senate Bill 140?
Mr. Chairman, I'll wait for committee action.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, I have just a question for clarification. Did we adopt the amendment?
Yes, we just looked back, and yes, we did.
We did adopt it.
Right.
Okay. Thank you.
And the amendment, on page 1 of the printed bill, delete lines 8 and 9 and insert pay in addition to other taxes provided by law an amount each and every year equal to 2% of the total gross revenues received by the cooperative for, and then I don't know if you want some continuation, but okay. Yep. All right. Okay, thank you. Do we have a motion on Senate Bill 140?
You're close.
I move to pass Senate Bill 140.
Second that, Mr. Chairman.
A motion by Moore and seconded by Diedrich. Do pass motion on Senate Bill 140. Is there any further discussion on Senate Bill 140?
Mr. Chairman. Just very briefly, Mr. Chairman, it allows some flexibility and permissibility at the local level as far as whether those taxes are going to be charged and the group or the locality that will be losing the tax will have the opportunity to make that decision. So I think it makes perfectly good sense and ask the committee to support the bill.
Okay, any further comments on Senate Bill 140? If not, final consideration for or committee consideration on Senate Bill 140 on a do pass motion as amended. Secretary will call the roll. All those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay.
Senator DeHuick?
Aye.
Diedrich?
Aye.
McCracken?
Aye.
McIntyre?
Aye.
Moore?
Aye.
Staggers?
Aye.
Bogue?
Aye.
Angie?
Aye.
Unanimous.
Motion carried unanimously. Senate Bill 140 will be reported to the floor and due pass. We now have Senate Bill 101 as amended, once again. Senate Bill 101, and let's see if we can get back to where we were on Senate Bill 101. We did have motions on Senate Bill 101, and we had closed to committee discussion. So we are at this time, we are open to motions on Senate Bill 101.
Mr. Chairman. Yeah, there's Mr. Chairman.
Pardon me. There is a pending motion?
I was just going to ask for clarification.
Oh, yeah,
I
we have a due pass motion without action. That's true.
Yeah. No, I thought I made a substitute motion to amend 101.
You said to wait until...
No, I think the chairman told me to wait, but if I can make that, if yeah. It's not hanging out there, I want to
make
that.
We didn't have it in the minutes. It wasn't...
Oh, okay.
It wasn't amended yet.
Okay.
So.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman.
Senator DeHuick.
At this time... Do we have copies of this for everybody? I would move that Senate Bill 101 be amended, and we've got Fred has prepared the amendment. And I'll, so I would move the amendment that's referenced as 101FA. And I'd be happy to explain the amendment if after a...
Yeah, feel free.
Now?
I think we could, if we had a second, we could do it for discussion purposes. The motion is seconded, so go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. If the committee will recall, we talked about this, I think, some time ago. And it has to do with the contractor's excise tax. And the bill in its original form, as brought by Senator Staggers, made it permissive... to the contractor where he may choose to deduct the sales or use tax from his contractor's gross receipts. And if the committee will recall, we had quite a lengthy discussion about the pyramiding of this tax and about the uniqueness of the contractor's excise tax in this country, in that we are the only state that has this tax. And I think there was compelling testimony to prompt this amendment, in that if the bill stayed in its original form, as a practical matter, contractors would no doubt have to deduct sales and use tax in order to remain competitive. And so with that being said, it only made sense to me to amend the bill to make it a requirement that sales, use, and any applicable municipal tax would be deducted from the contractor's gross receipts. And I support that concept. I never have been a fan of the contractor's excise tax because I think it doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me, and it is indeed, in my opinion, double taxation. And I didn't think we allowed that in this country. So I would encourage your support of the amendment, at least insofar as we amend the bill. And then if you don't share my belief in the philosophy of this bill, you know, then I would understand a vote against it. But to leave the bill in its current form, I don't think is prudent. So with that, Mr. Chairman, I'd encourage the support.
Thank you, Senator DeHuick. Is there, we have the motion to amend. Is there any further discussion on the motion to amend? If not, all those in favor of the DeHuick motion to amend, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Senate Bill 101 is now amended. Are there any further discussion or a motion on Senate Bill 101 as amended?
Mr. Chairman.
Senator DeHuick.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. If I could ask a question just to refresh my memory of Senator Staggers.
Feel free.
If I recall correctly, Senator Staggers, you had asked maybe revenue to give us an idea as to how much revenue we are talking about in the event that this bill would pass. and we would not include sales and use tax. And if I recall correctly, that was about $950,000 is all?
That's right.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Unless that...
As it was written, the amendment changes that number, but as it was written, that was $950,000.
Oh. The impact of your amendment, Senator DeHuick, would have some additional impact? Is that your anticipation?
Yes, at the municipal level.
Right.
It's at the state level. You increase the amount of money that's deducted from the tax base. You think it's a city, that money goes to the cities, but it's the state's general fund that's going to lose the additional money. It should be around 1.3 million now with this amendment.
Okay, because of the length of time since we had the further testimony, if you would like to just clarify that a little bit further.
Scott Peterson with the Department of Revenue. None of the contractor's excise tax goes to municipalities. This bill, as it's amended, reduces the contractor's excise tax base by the amount of the state sales tax and now the amount of the municipal sales tax that's paid on the materials that are part of the contractor's tax base. Now you're reducing the tax base, but it's the state's tax base that's being reduced. And it was $951,000, our estimate, based in FY 2000. By adding in, it's a little more complicated to figure out what the municipal effect is because you've got 1% cities and 2% cities, and you don't know exactly where the construction is at. Most of the construction in South Dakota today is in the 2% state or the 2% city sales tax cities. It's not quite a full another 50%. So it wouldn't be the full 1.35 million, but it should be 1.275, 1.3 million.
Any further questions of Mr. Peterson before he leaves the table again? If not, we're open for motions on Senate Bill 101 as amended.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Bogue.
I'd make a motion that we do pass Senate Bill 101 as amended.
I have a motion do pass and a second. Of Senate Bill 101 as amended, motion by Bogue, second by DeHuick. Is there any discussion on that motion? If not, the secretary will call the roll on a motion to pass the amended bill, Senate Bill 101. All those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay.
Senator DeHuick?
Aye.
Diedrich?
No.
McCracken?
No.
McIntyre? Four,
Sagers,
aye.
Bogue, aye.
Angie,
no.
5 yeas, 3 nays.
Senate Bill 101, having received a majority vote on the do pass motion as amended, has passed. Is there a title amendment to it is okay, so we'll take that.
I would move that the title to 101 be amended as you all have a copy of that. Do you want me to read it or
no, that's fine. Okay. We do have copies, so we have a motion to amend the title on Senate Bill 101. Is there a second? Second by Diedrich. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Well, unless someone has any further business with the committee or comments, we have completed the calendar for today. I will accept a motion to adjourn by Diedrich. Is there a second? Seconded by DeHuick. All those in favor say aye. Opposed? Motion carried. Meeting is adjourned.